You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled by men. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on the sand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven.
Great. Thank you. Thank you very much. So, in our Bible reading this morning, Jesus tells us we are to be like salt and light. Why might Jesus say we're to be like salt and light? And how do we go about being salt and light? I don't look like a light bulb when I look in the mirror. What does that mean? I'm wondering whether anyone can pop up their hand and tell me something that salt is used for. Yeah, Jill. Cooking. So, cooking? What else? Rob? Preservative? Yep, I saw another hand somewhere. Ellie? To like de-ice? Yep, John? De-icing? Mac? Flavour? Yep, Sarah? Oh, I didn't hear. Oh, to put on a wound. Yeah, good one. Anything else we've missed? For cleansing. I think that's sort of, oh, Christine? Epsom salts are nice in the bath and good for roses. Mac? Put on the road during the winter. So I think we've got most of the reasons, probably a good range of things that salt is used for. Salt is a really useful thing. And it was especially useful in the ancient world when people didn't have electric fridges and freezers like we do. It helped make food safe to eat. Someone somewhere mentioned preservative. I think it was Rob at the back. So how about light? What difference does light make to our lives? Oh, so Vera said, helps us see where we're going. Pam, yep. Feeling better. Yeah, so when you wake up in the morning and the sun's shining, I think most of us would say we feel a bit better than if it's all dreary and grey out the window. Yeah, for life, for plants to grow. So I'm sure someone here can tell us about photosynthesis. That was a long time ago now for me. Bees need it for navigation. There you go. Your new fact on a Sunday morning. Maybe you all knew that already. I didn't. Thank you, Christine. Yep. Photosynthesis. Yep. So plants. Who said plants? Mac, I think. Rob? Oh, difference between day and night. So I'm trying to think what's that called. Is it the Circadian? Circadian rhythm, something, I think that's got something to do with what you were saying, Rob. So light, it means we can see what we're doing, where we're going. It's also attractive, which I think is kind of what Christine was saying with the bees. Particularly at this time of year, if you've got your window open in the evening and you turn the light on, after a while you find all sorts of things start flying in the window because they're attracted to the light. Plants, if you've got them in a room, they turn to face the light. As a couple of people said, photosynthesis. Light is attractive. Salt and light are both essential for life. Salt helps flavour and preserve things. It also actually keeps our bodies in balance. We need a little bit of salt in our bodies to regulate how all our nerves and things work. And light enables us to see and is attractive. If I'm looking to find my way out of a dark room, I look for the light. So when Jesus says we are to be like salt, to be the salt of the earth, Jesus means we're to bring the flavor of Jesus to all the places on earth that we go. Jesus gives life, and when people encounter Christians, they should recognize Jesus living in them by his Spirit, in the Christian's words and actions. When we believe and trust in Jesus, Jesus makes a difference in our lives. Following Jesus means changing how we live. And those around us should be able to see the difference, the positive difference that Jesus makes in our lives. When Jesus says to his disciples, his followers, that they are the light that gives light to the world, he is telling them that they have an important role, an essential role to play in helping other people to see Jesus, in helping other people to discover life according to Jesus and to see that following Jesus is attractive. So all of us who believe and trust in Jesus are Jesus's followers, and we too have the same role to play, helping people to meet with Jesus and see that following Jesus is attractive. I wonder if anyone can remember what was missing from the final bowl of crisps. Can anyone remember? Salt. So they were plain. They had no flavoring. So what would we need to add if we wanted to make those plain crisps into ready salted crisps? We would need salt. So I've got a little sachet of salt here. Yeah? So I have some crisps actually without salt in it. Here we go. So here are my crisps without salt in it. If I put this little packet of salt into here just like this, would that make the crisps ready salted crisps? I'm seeing some kind of nodding heads. I'm seeing a little gesture from the back that I need to actually open the packet. What do you think? So I'm wondering if there's anyone that would be willing to come and help me make these crisps ready salted. I'm looking upstairs. Anyone good at shaking and mixing? Yeah, everyone's coming. So who's going to hold the packet of crisps? Do you think you can hold them? And then if one of you can open this very careful, who's careful at opening? Perfect. And then there'll be something for you to do in a moment. So you might find you want to go, oh, yeah, perfect. So do you want to help to pour the salt into there? Can you help? Is it working? Slowly. There we go. And which one of you is good at shaking? And so you're going to need to probably hold the top closed so we don't have confetti crisps at the front of church. And then give it a good shake. Yeah? So yeah, if you hold the top closed and then you're best shaking. What do we think? Is that good shaking? Yeah? Do you think these will be ready salted crisps now? Yeah? Does someone want to, who's going to try one to see if they're ready? Oh, you go on, you can all tell me if they're ready salted now. Oh, that's a big one. He asked for the biggest one. Tell me, are they ready salted now? Yeah. So thank you very much for your help. Pop my crisps somewhere where they won't get in the way. Pop them over here. So thank you very much. So hopefully that illustrated that being salt and light in the world, it requires action. Just putting the little sachet of salt into the bag wouldn't have made the crisps ready salted crisps. So being salt and light in the world as Christians requires us to kind of pour ourselves out. And by that, I mean to give ourselves to the Lord's work, to allow Jesus into the whole of our lives. And it also, if I'm being honest with you, involves allowing our lives to be a little bit shaken up by Jesus. Following Jesus isn't always easy or comfortable. When we allow him into our lives, he does his transforming work. And that can involve things, us needing to change things up a bit, changing our priorities maybe. So we are to make a difference in the world, to change the world by the way we are in the world. So I read somewhere this week that actually we're not human doings, we're human beings. And it's not that we shouldn't be doing, seeking to do good things, but actually what will change the world is how we are when we live as people who the Spirit lives in. Being a Christian isn't always easy or comfortable, but it is about trusting that living Jesus' way is the best way, and that Jesus is always with us as we do that. And so